That tent city on the University of California Davis campus has tripled in size since last Friday's pepper spraying of peaceful Occupy UC Davis protesters. The president of the UC system has asked famed former police chief William Bratton to investigate the spraying, which Chancellor Linda Katei insists was in defiance of her orders to campus police that they peacefully remove students from the site. The UC Davis student government voted yesterday for Katei to resign if reforms aren't forthcoming. But they also have questions. What is the UC policy on using pepper spray? Sam Stanton is with the Sacramento Bee. Sam, first to the chancellor's claim that she told the campus police chief in a conference call before this incident not to use force. What's the sense of what happened there?
Well, Katei's story is that the emergency cabinet met by a telephone conference, and she was adamant that no force be used to remove these two dozen tents from the quad. And so the orders were, if the students resist, if there's any aggression, the officers are to pull back. Now, the police chief told us on Friday, after the pepper spray incident, that her officers had been cut off from each other by the students and that the pepper spray was necessary. Clearly, the video that we've seen doesn't show that. And as a result of the chancellor and other university officials watching those videos, they placed the chief on administrative leave along with the two police officers who engaged in the deployment of the pepper spray.
Well, most people...
We have not heard from the chief since to get her version of what she was told they could do.
Well, and most people have seen this video. It's been played around the world, and we'll post it again at hereandnow.org. But it does seem as if the students are sitting peacefully, arms locked, sitting on the ground. Some police behind them, some in front of them. And if those police had wanted, they could have walked around them. I mean, it was a very sort of nonchalant, peaceful moment. And then the policeman who's been identified as John Pike, a retired Marine sergeant, you know, takes out the pepper spray and calmly sprays them all. But what is the campus policy on the use of pepper spray?
Well, the policy states that if an officer is in danger of physical harm, they can defend themselves. They can deploy the pepper spray or use batons. The chancellor's version of events is that she didn't even realize the police were showing up in riot gear. And as you can clearly see from the video, they're in helmets. They've got batons and the ballistic vests. And she says she was horrified even by that and wouldn't have approved of that type of situation. This is not a campus that was boiling over with violence or anything of that nature, and her position was she didn't want another Berkeley where a student with a gun had been shot the previous week. She wanted this thing dealt with peacefully, and the problem she had is it's now backfired completely. The quad now has 75 tents instead of 25 that they tried to remove, and there's no way that she can send the police in to remove them now. So it's a waiting game.
Well, you mentioned Berkeley. There was a student shot, but also there's the video of the students at Berkeley being hit with batons by police on that campus. So now everybody seems to be reexamining campus policies. And I know your paper looked at other police agencies in the Northern California area. It seems that the use of reasonable force is to either defend themselves or defend others or prevent someone from escaping or to overcome resistance. It didn't seem to, you know, none of those things seem to be happening, at least in the video. What's the sense of what's happening in the UC system as people look at, you know, how to go forward?
Well, that's the problem that they have, is they say the protocols they're working under are 30 to 40 years old, dealing with the protests, you know, from the 1960s. And the police training was all geared toward the old protests, before social media, before everyone had a video camera on their telephone, and before students could organize as effectively as they can now. So what they want to do is they want to meet with students, and they want to figure out new protocols that will allow them to end these protests peacefully. How they're going to do that, they don't know.
Yeah.
They've got all sorts of task forces set up to try and handle it, and we'll see what they come up with.
Sam, one last question. We know you got to go to keep covering this story, but we know some students are threatening civil lawsuits, and there is precedent in California. We understand an appeals court has ruled that police who use pepper spray on peaceful protesters can be held liable.
Yes, and there's a very prominent attorney here in Sacramento who has filed a number of lawsuits in the past against law enforcement agencies who is representing or plans to represent some of these students.
Sam Stanton of the Sacramento Bee there at UC Davis. Thanks so much.
Thank you.